Welcome to Kidstown Live, where we bring you the hottest young talent every Friday at 4 p.m. on Easy Way Broadcasting, the best place to hear what's happening in the kids' world of Hollywood, and where, you know, kids can be just kids.
I know, Mom. It's time for Kidstown Live. Hey everybody, welcome to Kidstown Live. I'm your host, Trinity Marquez. So today we have very special news today, like very, very special news because it's my birthday. Yeah, I know. Can't wait. I'm like just like so happy. And I'm 14 years old, so it pretty feels really good to be 14. And I still feel like I'm 13, but every time if people are going to ask me how old are you, I'm going to say I'm 14. Yeah, I can't wait until I turn 16. So, and I want to thank my mom for giving me life and putting up for my crazy self. And I hope everyone have a great week at school, work, and fun. So today we're going to have great things to share with you guys. We are going to talk about my B-Day weekend and everyone who showed up for what I wore at my birthday party and who designed it. It was Kaya Jones, former Pussycat Dolls. And Trevor Rains, fashion designer / TV show personality. So it was really awesome. I really loved the dress. It was just so beautiful, and I loved it. It was so poofy, and it was just so awesome. So we are going to share 411 News. We are going to play some cool new songs by some upcoming artists. Two of them sang at my birthday party, so woohoo. I was really excited about them to hear them perform. We are going to tell you about an upcoming event, the No Bully Tour, and the last but not least, our guest for today, Dominic Mosey. He is so awesome. He's like my best friend forever. Well, not literally forever, but I call him like my brother because we're getting to know each other like really good. He's my dancing partner. And even Chad Roberts is my dancing partner, too. It's really awesome that I'm friends with him. And he came on Hannah Montana, iCarly, and the upcoming film by Nick Cannon, School Dance. So why wouldn't you want to stick around, guys? Come on. This is the awesomest show ever. Teens, come on, 411. Tell all your friends and family, neighbors, teachers, and tell even strangers that you don't even know, like off the street, and just say, hey, come on, watch Kidstown Live, you know, like, what? Come on, man. This is awesome. Kiss with the Z, Town Live, Easy Way Broadcasting Networks, every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. And you guys can listen it on Blog Talk Radio, Easy Way Broadcasting Network. And you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. Be sure to like and spread around the world, even your friends, families, of course, strangers, because it's really good for sharing, and sharing is caring, as you know. So our sponsor break, Havana Watches.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Oh, we are so back. So how's everyone today, even the weekend? Well, let me start off by saying I had a blast, like a literally blast at my birthday party. It was so much fun. I had a really awesome time, and I got to see my friends and actor friends. Thank you for coming out, everyone. It was really awesome. It was really awesome to see come out, and all the gifts that I got, even gift cards, that was awesome. Even I got an awesome gift card, Jamba Juice, Starbucks, Target, TJ Maxx. I just love those. And I love Jamba Juice, and I went to the movies to see Kevin Hart. It was an awesome, so I got Jamba Juice over there. And so I want to say thank you, Andrew Carvella, for hosting my birthday party. You were so awesome. It was so funny. Even if anyone needs a host, he is your man. I want to say to give a special shout out to my mom for putting it up together, and the performers and the DJ, Cousin Donnie. He was the bomb. I told him all the time. I told him, "Oh, play Love Me Again, play Love Me Again by John Newman." That song is my number one fan, my number one song, like literally. And even thanks to all the photographers, thank you so much. You guys are so amazing. Okay, so everyone keeps asking me about my dress. Well, my girl Kaya Jones, former Pussycat Dolls, and Trevor Rains, fashion designer, made the dress for me, her Hollywood Dolls clothing line. I got to model, walked in that runway, LA Fashion Week last year, and I have known Kaya Jones for a really quite a long time, and my mom asked some of my friends if they were interested in walking LA Fashion Week with me, and they all jumped in on board and said, yes, yes, I totally want to. Well, this dress I wore for my birthday was in the fashion show, so right away I knew what I wanted to wear, like literally, and I was just didn't know when I was going to wear it. Well, I finally wore it at my birthday. It was so awesome. I love that dress. And thank you to Kaya Jones and Ed for all allowing me to wear the beautiful dress at my birthday party and showing all of your great designs at the party. Was so fine to wear this at my birthday. I changed to Kaya's American flag to tights and wore Eric Dale shirt. It was kind of like a little hip-hop. It was awesome, too. My mom knows him. Again, thank you to everyone who made out to my special birthday. Okay, so now for some 411 news. Okay, you Believer fans, I don't know what to say, but your buddy just landed himself in trouble again. I am not going to get too much into this topic, but I hope he can really get back into the right track. I do like a couple of his songs, but I hope you guys just pray for him to hope he doesn't get into any more trouble right now. So did you guys hear about The Wanted? I love them, but this is what happened. They're talking about breaking their tour. They're taking a break of their tour. It's over. They will be pressuring their own thing by My mom is bummed. My mom is really bummed right now because she really likes them. She listens to their music, like, all the time. And I'm bummed, too, because I do like their songs. They're really awesome. I always dance to them every time I hear it on the radio. It's so awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear about Katy Perry's tour. She is amazing. Oh, my gosh. Los Angeles, September 19, 2014. Wow, that's going to kind of be a while from then. But I really wish I had tickets, and I'm pretty sure my mom's going to get me tickets for her because I love her. I love her movie, Part of Me. I still watch it all the time, and she is so funny. She, like, just makes me laugh even. It was just hilarious. Moving on to the movies, did you guys see Ride Along? Okay, now that movie is hilarious. Kevin Hart, you guys really have to see it. And Ice Cube teaming up in the greatest movies ever. Okay, that movie is, like, beyond hilarious. Like, I really want to see it over and over and over. And I got to see it with my friend, Chad Roberts, and Kevin Marie. That movie was just hilarious. I could not even stop laughing at that movie. And thank you for Kendall Marie and Chad Roberts for hanging out with me. It's a PG-13 movie, so little ones, I don't think that you guys can go and see it. And I'm super bummed because my San Francisco 49ers, they lost. So they can't go to the Super Bowl anymore. So that really sucks. But it's okay. They can get it next time anyways. Well, we are talking so much about music. And I think I want to hear a song I had a very special guest at my B-Day, Maxo. He's amazing, talented singer/rapper. He's been doing his thing for a long time. Check it out, his new track, Gold.
And I want it,
yeah.
Gonna get it, shout the greatness. I'm
Max,
gonna go,
go baby,
the go, 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 whoa.
Let's go.
Go. And I want it, gonna get it,
yeah.
Shout the greatness. I'm gonna go,
go,
the go, go, go,
go,
whoa.
Something blah blah. Okay, now that is an awesome song, and Maxo performed at my birthday party, and he pulled me up on stage. I was just like, oh my god, he's singing to me. It was an awesome song, and I seen him dance his moves, and I was smiling the whole time. Okay, so we have a very special guest today. He goes by the name Dominique Mosey. He's an upcoming actor and a dancer. He was found in Hollywood last week living up my birthday party. He was also starred in as iCarly, Hannah Montana, and he is in an upcoming directed film by the one and only Nick Cannon. And it's called School Dance. So we have Dominic on the line. So let's see. Hey, Dominic.
Trinity, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Happy Friday.
Good, good, love. Happy Friday. How was your birthday? Did you enjoy it? I had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. I had so much fun. And the best part was, of course, all the acts and everything. And I loved walking the carpet and dancing with everyone, even especially you.
Oh, yeah, you know, I can get down in front of people. No, dude,
yeah.
I saw Maxwell do his thing. Wow, dude, that dude can dance.
I know. Even you can dance. I've seen you, even at the No Hate, on my birthday party, see you dancing, doing your awesome moves, too.
I had to. It was amazing. I saw, like, everybody, like, all my friends was there. Like, I see Chad Roberts was there. Ariana Sloan was there, Joey and Elise Lustman were there, like everybody, like Tara and Nick Azarian were there, like it was amazing, like it was, and dude, your cake was delicious, like you got to tell me where that cake came from, for real.
That's funny, my mom got it at Ralph's, so.
Okay, I'm going to Ralph's for my birthday party, for real.
She had a special made for my birthday. It was actually the only cake that was ever made like that. Dude,
okay.
That was crazy.
I'm going to Ralph's then.
So, I have to ask you, did you have fun at my birthday?
So much fun. I want to do it again. Like, you need to turn 14 again.
What was the highlight of the night?
Let's see. The highlight was, I guess, when me and Chad got matching Batman tattoos, because you had the lady that was painting on tattoos, and me and Chad got like matching Batmans. That was pretty funny. The dance contest was hilarious with little L and all the other contestants at the dance contest. They were giving away, I think, IM5 tickets.
Yeah.
That was
that
hilarious,
was so
too.
Funny. Yeah. So, Dominic, when did you get started acting in show business? And how old were you?
I had to be a freshman in high school. I was, like, just entering high school, and I think my very first was Hannah Montana. Like, I remember, like, my mom pulled me out of school right away, and, like, it was, like, they said my name over the intercom. They're like, oh, Dominic, get some homework because you're leaving school early. I'm like, oh, wait, what's going on? My mom had booked me on Hannah Montana for the day, and I was like, what?
Wow.
It was pretty crazy, and that's where I met my best friend RJ from Breaking Bad. So, yeah, we just started from there.
How was it working with Hannah Montana, on the set of Hannah Montana?
It was surreal, I guess, but you got to remember, like, it was back in 2005, like, before
right.
Hannah Montana even aired. So, like, not a lot of people knew who she was, including me. Like, I didn't know who she was. Like, I looked at her, and she was just, like, an ordinary girl, you know? I didn't know. She wasn't Miley. She wasn't Hannah like we know her now. You know, she was just an ordinary girl.
Right.
So I was able to talk to her, like, one-on-one and not be freaked out. But looking back at it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I had a conversation with Miley Cyrus.
That was nice. Was it, like, the first episode, the first season?
Yeah, it was the very, very, very first season. It was actually two episodes. It was, like, an episode where she wanted to be, like, a cheerleader. And then there was another episode where, like, there was, like, a birthday party for, like, her friend's cat or something. Weird, you know, weird Disney stuff.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. Who do you admire as an actor, and who would you like to work with?
I guess my biggest movie inspiration would probably be Johnny Depp, because he's amazing. Like, his range and everything about him is just so... he's just so great, you know, he's amazing. I would love to work with him, you know, if that ever happened, that would be sick. But let's see, there's a lot, man. Like, Will Smith
yeah.
would probably have to be one of them, because he's dope. There's a lot. Like, I couldn't even name you all, like, all the people I would wish I could work with.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's so many actors, like, I would want to work with, too. But number one would definitely be Kevin Hart.
It's so funny, because I worked with him on School Dance, and people say I look like him. People say I resemble him all the time, and, like, when I tell them, like, I did School Dance, they're like, oh, were you like a stunt double for Kevin Hart? I'm like, no.
That's funny.
Yeah, oh, so I get that all the time.
So I heard that you were on iCarly. How was it working on the set of iCarly?
Now, see, that's so cool because I found out a bunch of cool things about Miranda, like her and I share a birthday. Like, we were both born on May 14th, which was crazy to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and one of the guys who also guest starred on the show actually worked with me at Abercrombie & Fitch one time at the same exact store, so that was pretty surreal. It was crazy because they put me, like, in a harness. Like, if you ever seen that episode, they put me in a harness and they, like, hung me, like, from the ceiling into, like, a big bucket of, like, stuffed animals. I was like a human claw game. It was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
So did you meet...
Oh, man, I did not meet Kat. You like Ariana Grande?
Oh, I mean, I'm Sam. Sorry.
Sam, yeah, I met them. I took a picture with all of them. I did not meet Freddie. Well, I mean, I met him, I guess. It wasn't like a, hey, nice to meet you. My name is Dominic,
yeah,
kind of thing. He was just kind of between takes. He just, like, chilled with us in the green room for a second and then left.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else was really cool, though.
That was nice. I would love to work on iCarly. I would have loved to.
It was really cool. Like, it was really cool. It was, like, I felt kind of honored to be on the show, like, right before it ended.
Oh.
Yeah, I just felt like I was a part of something really iconic.
So, of course, I heard you say Nick Cannon was the director of School Dance. And any good advice from him that you can share with us?
Well, see, Nick is just, like, this Nick himself is a big inspiration, like, just who he is. So if I were going to share something about Nick, I would just say, like, just go for it. Like, whatever you want in life, just go for it. Like, there's really nothing holding you back except yourself, you know? Like, the sky is really the limit. Like, all you got to do is jump out, go for it, realize your goal, and then go get it. And don't be afraid to fail either.
Right. Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah,
really
that's
good advice.
Pretty much what I live by.
Yeah. So, okay, so if you guys have any questions for Dominic Mosey, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. So now let's see, we can take callers right now. So let's see, caller one, let's see. Hey, caller. Any callers? I guess no callers. Well, maybe later.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
But
so
yeah. It's like it's going to rain right now. Crazy.
It does look like it's going to rain.
Yeah.
So we heard great music at my birthday party. So which performance was your favorite?
I'm going to have to say Little L. She rocked it for sure. And then I feel so bad about this, but the girl who was rapping?
Lila Brown.
Yes, she's amazing. Like, dude, she has serious flows. Like, she needs to be, like, signed to, like, a major label.
Yeah. A lot of
she
people,
was ridiculous.
They think that
crazy.
She does not look 11.
Oh, dude, she, yeah, she was 11. That was crazy. She's, like, taller than me with, like, flats on. Like, dang. But,
she looks really older than me. She looks like she's 14.
Yeah, nobody could guess that she was 11. It was crazy. But
no.
she's really, really talented. I'd rather listen to her than I don't know, name a rapper that's on the radio right now. I'd rather listen to her than that person.
That's awesome. She is really dope. She is for an 11-year-old.
Super, super dope. But, I wanted to take a second to talk about my friend Ivan's clothing line. It's called I Am Technique. I know you guys and myself are really involved in the anti-bullying movement. And my friend Ivan has a clothing line that's called I Am Technique. And a lot of his lines have really, really cool positive themes like no bullying and be yourself. And especially what I'm actually, before I called, I was doing some online shopping and I was looking at some of his stuff and I thought, you know, it's really good. So if you want to check it out, it's facebook.com/IAmTechniqueApparel and it's really cool. They have hidden messages about bullying and just self-image. It's dope. Go check it out.
That's nice. I would definitely have to check it out. So we're going to take a break and listen to my girl, Melanie Taylor. She is so talented. I love her band. She was one of the other performers who played at my birthday party. She's up for 3 IA Music Awards, which is in February 7th at John Lovett Universal City Walk. Can you believe that? That's so awesome. 3 IAM Awards? 3 AI Music Awards, sorry. So way to go, Melanie. So you guys can vote for her, too. So let's hear it. Whatever.
The smile on my face woke me up today, and I knew today it would be okay. And there's not a real reason why I feel so good.
Yo. That was a cute song. I like that song. So if you guys have any questions for Dominic Mosey, you guys can call in at 914-338-1303. So now we have No Bull event. So yeah. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you guys for calling in.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So can you tell about your event?
Sure. So actress Haley Gripp, she wanted to plan an anti-bullying music showcase, and she wanted to focus a charity, and so she chose the Great American No Bull Challenge, and she asked us to be a part of it with her, and it's going to be coming up February 1st, next weekend, and we're really excited. She's put a lot of hard work into it, and we're really anxious to see how it turns out.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait.
That sounds dope.
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
The event is going to be really fun and focusing on No Bull, which is an anti-bullying charity. And it's going to be really great because in between music acts, there's going to be guest speakers giving speeches on, their bullying experience and everything. So it's like a 100% positive event, which I love. Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh, that's really awesome. So I have a question for you two. Have you guys ever been bullied?
Are you asking you two as in Tyler and Scott or me?
You.
Oh, yes. I actually, as a kid, had something called Tourette syndrome, and I was bullied very badly, and that's kind of what has gotten me involved with the Great American No Bull Challenge. It's very difficult when your peers, look at you like you have the Black Plague, and I have fortunately outgrown my disability, but bullies will never just choose someone just for a disability. They'll just always choose someone, so it's all about just kind of ending the cycle of hate.
Yeah, I was bullied before, too, in third grade. It was really bad. I always ran out of school, called my mom to pick me up. It was really bad. My mom had to take me out of school because the whole people, the teachers, the counselors, everyone didn't really care. So my mom just pulled me out. And so that's why I homeschooled. But I went back to homeschooled, I went back to regular school, and it's really awesome, and if I ever get bullied again, I just know to ignore it, like those people.
Yeah. I always say the best approach is to walk away, but also to educate the bullies on what bullying is, and, a lot of times when you tell them, hey, look, you're bullying me, and I don't like it. Sometimes it's not so much standing up and being mean back and saying something mean back, because a bully will always have a response and be waiting to get that edge out of you. But instead of doing that, if you walk away, but, teach them what it is, sometimes that helps.
Right. Yeah. So who are the performers that's going to perform at your event?
We have three bands: False Puppet, Breaking Tempo, and Galvanized Souls, and then individual artist, Asal, who's actually coming all the way from Canada, Meek Brown, Noah Uria, who was in Amadeus Christmas, Lexi, Lori Moore, who was on The X Factor, Missy Stomber, and Jan Close.
Oh, that's awesome. Totally would go and see it.
Yeah, it's a really great mix of rock and pop and hip-hop, and I kind of wanted to bring, everybody who has a different taste in music together in one event, and that was the kind of point of it.
So who's confirmed at your guys' event?
We have Jaden Martin, who was in After Earth, Kwesi Bokai, who was in the latest Tyler Perry movie, David Flannery, who just was a co-star with Selena Gomez in the movie Rudderless, Any of you listeners who like Austin and Allie, the person who plays Kira, Kiersey Clemons is coming. Louis Stansel, Enid Cortez from MTV Girl Code, Alana Gregory from Crash and Bernstein, and Kira Kosarin from the Thundermans. That's just a few of the people.
Ooh, that's awesome. You guys already got good people already.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. Tyler and Scott, who was the social media guru person who's coming again? I couldn't remember her name.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Akeisha Brinley. Yeah. Big
that's
YouTube
awesome.
Celebrity. She's also coming.
So, Dominic, do you have any questions for them?
Let's see. I kind of wanted to hear from the other guy. What was your name, sir?
Scott and Tyler.
Hey, dude. I wanted to know, have you ever been bullied?
In middle school I was bullied pretty bad. People, when I would go into study hall, people wouldn't let me sit in the chair, and I would have to sit and do my homework on the floor and stuff. But when high school came around, it got better.
Yeah, and then for me, Tyler, you know, it was pretty bad my senior year of high school. I'm a sophomore in college now, but, you know, after you graduate high school, I mean, I haven't seen very much bullying in college, so, I mean, it does get a lot better.
Yeah, people seem to mature a bit more in college. Not always, but mm-hmm. most of the time.
Huh.
So do you guys have any questions for Dominic?
What have you done lately? I know you were on Hannah Montana and iCarly, but what have you done recently?
Recently, I've just been focusing on my own projects. Like right now,
okay.
me and my buddy James has a script over at Universal that's being looked over. We're supposed
awesome.
To be hearing from them. Yeah, we're supposed to be hearing from them later this month.
Mm-hmm.
I've been focusing on, let's see, I have an animation project in the works that I'm about to start pitching to Nickelodeon and, like, Disney XD. And I'm working on another drama for MTV, like a teen drama.
Wow.
So I've just been focusing on my own projects and
that's great.
Trying to get, like, other things in the works, like maybe a clothing line and, like, maybe a YouTube channel, just, like, other ventures. So I've just been really, really busy.
Oh,
that's
wow,
great.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you said that you have, what is it, a cartoon or an animation?
Yeah, I've been trying to write a cool little animation because, honestly, I don't know, the cartoons today are kind of, I don't know, I feel bad for the kids. I don't know.
That's awesome. That would be awesome if it got picked up.
Yeah, so I'm working with a cool artist to bring my characters to life, and I've been working with my buddy James, who's a great writer, to get, like, some cool dialogue. You know, just something cool and positive for the kids that they could really enjoy nowadays, because honestly, like, I watch cartoons nowadays, and I'm like, if I was a kid, I wouldn't watch this. I'm sorry. Like, most of the stuff on cartoons, you know what? No, I love Adventure Time. I really love Adventure Time, and I love Gumball, too. I love those shows. Those are the only new ones that I like.
That's awesome. So thank you guys so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And we'll see you at your event.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay, so that was nice of them for calling in. Okay, so we have the No Bully Event crew on the air show. So we are going to show our supporters and play their song. So check out Peace and Love. Feel free to call in and tell us what you think about the song at 914-338-1303. If you want to go check out the event, check out our fan page for more details. So hope you guys like it. The song is called Peace and Love. We'll be right back.
We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love.
It's Haley G, live on the scene with King Green. I had to get a hero to help me with these zeros, cause they be pushing and fighting and trying to scare, but we ain't having it, why? Cause we care. Tell your parents, a teacher, a friend, don't be afraid, we can stop it on the spot. Won't happen on my watch, they're bully, heartless, reckless, careless, and selfish, but we have some answers, so you won't feel helpless.
We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love.
They use force because they so weak in the mind. We use love because we need peace in these times. They spread rumors, make threats, and get physical, or try to scare you by saying what they'll do to you. What you gotta do is make this act known. Tell your teacher or anyone ground. Even your parents, no need to be afraid, cause it's not your fault, bullies misbehave. Whether it happens to you or you see it get done, don't keep a secret, tell someone, so it will end quick, fast, and on the spot. We all want this bullying to stop.
We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love.
Peace is what it's all is about. Love is what we need, no doubt. Change is what we want from the song. Understanding, can we all get along? Hope is what we have for the future. You a winner, don't be a loser. Young or old, we own the same team. Remember, you heard it from King Green.
We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love. We came to rock your understanding with peace and love.
That's a great song, Dominic. It was very positive. What do you think
about
that?
Dude, I like that song. That was a really cool song. I need to get that.
Yeah. Being on my phone, listening to it all the time. Peace and love. All we need is peace and love.
Yep.
Yeah, so will you be attending the event?
I will be attending. What? Yes, of course.
I hope to see all our friends and fans. Again, if you guys want to attend the first annual No Bully Music Showcase, hit our fan page, and you guys will find out the details on there.
It's going to be really cool. Chad better be there, too. Chad Roberts, if you're listening, you have to go.
Totally, Chad. So, Dominic, I have a question for you. What has been the craziest, like, craziest thing that ever happened to you?
Craziest? Gosh, that's a hard one. Let's see, craziest or, like, most embarrassing? Which one are you really asking?
most embarrassing.
Oh, God, no. Okay. Okay, look, it has to be when I was on the set of some movie. No, it was a TV show. And me and this other guy got into, like, some weird competition because there was, like, these really cute girls there. And we're like, oh, yeah. He's like, I can get their number for you. And I'm like, no, you can't. So I'm the more courageous person. I'm like, I go to one of the girls. I'm like, hey, can I have your number? And then she starts writing her number down. And then she gives her the paper to her friend. And she starts writing her number down. So now I'm like, oh, snap, I'm getting two numbers. And then she hands it to me. And I'm, like, being all nonchalant. I'm like, who's this for? She's like, oh, give that to that guy behind you. I'm like, what? really? That was, it hurt so bad.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been like, so I would have been, well, my name is David. I got to go here. That would have been so embarrassing. Well, one of my embarrassing moments was every time, I do this like all the time, I still do this. I always think I see my friends from the distance, and I always wave and shout their name, and they really don't look back and they don't respond. I'm like, wait, hello? Are they can't hear me or anything? And I keep yelling, and then I go more in front of them, and I said, hey, and then I notice it's really not them, and then the people gave me weird looks, like, who is this crazy girl? And I was just like, oh, my gosh, I am so embarrassed.
Oh, dude, I hate when that happens. That's the worst.
It is so embarrassing, and I always do it in front of my mom. My mom's like, are you sure? Are you sure? It's not them. And I'm like, it is. Come on, it is them. And then, oh, my gosh. And then my mom's like, oh, my gosh, you are crazy.
Oh, I really hate when
like,
that happens.
Some people really need to wear name tags in front of them or in the back of them because I need
for
to
real.
Know who's who.
For real, they need to just wear those, like, hello, my name is tags, like, right on the back or something. Like.
Oh, yeah, there's actually a backpack called Hello, My Name Is.
Yeah, they need. Everyone needs to wear those. I'm going to buy a bunch of those and then I give them out to people. Like,
That's so funny. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So let's see if we have a caller right now. So, caller, hello. Any callers out there?
Hello?
Hey, caller. Hello? What's your name?
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Zigwell, calling to speak to Dominic.
The Whoa. You're the little dancer kid, huh?
First, I have to say, happy birthday to my girl, Trinity.
Thank you so much.
Let's hang up and call back.
So, how are you? Happy Friday.
It must be pretty cool to be 14, huh?
Yeah, so did you have fun at my birthday party?
It was amazing. It's probably one of the best birthdays I've ever been to.
Aw, thanks. I seen you went up on stage with Lauren, Angelique, and Little Al. You guys are funny.
That was hilarious.
You guys are too much.
Okay, Dominic.
Go ahead. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask.
Okay, Dominic. So I know you did a movie with Nick Cannon. You know, ever since I saw him on Drumline, I always wanted to work with him. So tell me. How was the cast members?
Man, honestly, it was like a really big party. Like, you imagine a set where there's Nick Cannon, Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, the Rangers, Lynelle Campbell, Amber Rose. Like, dude, it was, the list goes on. Like, it was a really, really huge party.
Wow.
I don't see how they got any work done. Like, really, I don't see how they got. It was too funny. Like, dude, honestly, if you put Mike Epps and Cat Williams and Athion Crockett together, it is nonstop jokes. Nonstop. I couldn't work. I was crying. I was crying all day long from laughing. Ugh. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's
so funny. Okay, I have one more question. I just started the acting world, and I wouldn't have any advice because I think it's totally different from dance.
Yeah. Well, acting and dancing, I guess the fundamentals are different, but honestly, if you have those same kind of don't be afraid to fail, don't be afraid if people talk about you, don't be afraid if people look at you, don't be afraid if people are going to bully you after, like, you just can't be afraid. You have to go out and really be a beast. If you want to dance, go dance, bro. If you want to act, go study up, go train, go act, bro. Like, it's nothing. Like, the world is yours if you want it. Like, honestly, that's really much all there is to it. But, yeah, it's all about being yourself, being creative, and just being who you are. Like, whatever you want to do, just do it.
Wow. That was very memorable to me. Well, it was nice talking to you guys. I want to say have a great show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
See you later, bro.
Bye. Peace. Nothing about peace and love, man. Peace and love.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see if we have another caller. So, caller, hello, what's your name? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hey, caller, what's your name?
Hey, this is Peyton and Gigi.
Hey.
Hey,
is Dominic there?
So do you have any questions for Dominic?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah, you're on air. Do you have any questions for Dominic?
Yeah, so, like, who's your favorite celebrity crush?
My favorite celebrity crush?
Yep.
Dude, I don't really want to put her out like that, but Ariana Grande.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, yeah, she's too beautiful. I want to marry her right now.
Have you met her before?
No, but I have auditioned for Sam and Cat a couple times, and I'm really cool with the casting director. So, I don't know, the year is still, it's a brand new year. Maybe I can get on there one time.
Yeah, I hope you do, so good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So let's see if we have another caller, any other callers. Hello, caller. What's your name? Hello. I guess no caller. Oh. So I have to say thank you to my mom, my friends, and family, even, of course, you, Dominic, because you are the bomb, thebomb.com.
You're welcome.
And so thank you so much for coming out my birthday, for coming and support all the performers. I know we'll be seeing each other very soon, like at another red carpet event.
Do you have any more birthday cake?
What happened?
Do you have any more birthday cake? I really want some more cake.
Oh, birthday cake. Well, you're probably going to have to ask my mom for that. She can probably order it for you.
Okay, I'm gonna text your mom later because that cake was so good. Okay.
So there is an event, No Bullying Music Showcase, and the AI Music Awards coming up. And so, Dominic, my man, you're going for sure.
I am going for sure.
That is so awesome. So right now we're going to be playing my old song, very old song. I think I was like 11 or 12 or something like that. And it's called Fire. So thank you so much. Yeah.
Everybody say it's worldwide. Stop. Hip-hop. Cool.
Like the tip of the pyramid, climb sides where the wind blow me a kid. Cause that's Bonnie, and I'm Clyde. The glide try to slide and us, you will die. Worldwide fam, they call me Sam Rock. Busy come through with the sick peak drop. 18-7 on all your pump fools. Drop that in mind to pop the new school. Cool, like Bobby Boucher water. Push me, then I just go harder. Dump down, then we just go smarter. All my life wanted to be part of something great like Lake Show City. Salt team got nothing but pity. If you got a shot, then you go with me. Come to Los Angeles so we can get silly. Like some glow stick tricks. Ooh. They head to bed, we break bread for our fix. Daily the struggle will always continue. Catch me on Sunset, cause that's my venue. When you throw your hands up in the air, remember them two dope boys trying to ray her. Well done, sir, done, sir. She-
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing much, just chilling with you. Well, I guess the song already is over already.
Yep, I was enjoying it. It's a cool song. Dude, you play a lot of good songs.
Yeah, I was like 10 or 11. Yeah, my voice was so not even deep.
Okay,
but every time I hear that song, I'm like, every time I hear that song, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe I sing this song. It was so funny.
Oh yeah, we gotta play that. At your next birthday, we have to play that. We have to play that.
That's so funny. I had so much fun recording that song. It was awesome. And I got to work with the writer and then my buddy. It was just awesome. It was awesome to record it.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Do you have a music video for that?
No, not. We didn't have a music video for that.
We should so make a music video.
I know. We actually talked about it. It's like the song is like a high, and then a low. But we did talk about that.
Oh yeah, we have to do that for sure. We have to grab everybody, like Chad, Ariana, Joey, Elise, like everybody, and just do it.
Yeah, it is pretty a dope song for me.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So it was so funny because right now I just noticed that we played 3 rap songs. Hip-hop
wow.
song, not rap, just hip-hop.
Hey, well, hip-hop, you know. Who doesn't love hip-hop, right?
You know, yeah. We're going to have to get Melanie to rap, you know, in one of her songs to have a little mashup.
Yes, please. She's a dope artist.
That's so awesome. So, totally, we will be seeing each other very soon. Thank you again, Dominic, for coming and chatting on my show, Kids Town Live. And so can you give us a shout-out for KTL, Denver Kids Town Live?
Of course. Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Mose. You just listened to Kids Town Live. Make sure you tune in every single Friday from 4 to 5. And this is Dominic checking out.
Thank you so much. You are so awesome for being on our show. And we'll see you next time at the No Bully.
I'll see you, Trinity. I'll see you later. And have fun on your show. And I wish many, many, much success. It's going to be a great year for everybody. Say hey to your mom for me. Say hey to Cindy and everyone. And, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Later.
Thank you so much for everyone who is listening. Thank you for Dominic Mosey. And thank you for Maxo and Melanie Taylor. And thank you for me, of course, because I put in my song. And thank you for the No Bull for coming in and chatting with us. Thank you so much, and thanks for everyone who came out on my birthday. And peace out, everyone. Love and peace. Nothing but love and peace, everyone. Bye.
All right, so if you had to choose between your math homework and listening to a totally awesome radio show on Friday at 4 p.m., what would you pick? I know, it's a very, very tough choice, but logically, the Kids Town Live radio show would be your answer. Brought to you by Easy Way Broadcasting. Friday, 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, live from L.A. is Trinity and Victoria. They take on entertainment from a kid's perspective. Young Hollywood just got a new voice. Kids Town Live, Fridays at 4 p.m. on EasyWayBroadcasting.com.